New guidance from the Office of Personnel Management, all 119 pages of it, suggests agencies should get ready now for an upcoming government reorganization, and maybe furloughs too. OPM also updated a guide on how agency heads should implement and administer furlough notices. Are these memos a sign of doomsday or just a precaution? Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now to discuss this further. And I looked at that memo also. It's more than a memo. It's a book.
Mm-hmm.
And probably came to some similar conclusions you already have reported on. It looks to me like they're scrambling to tell agencies how to prepare for something. What's your take?
That's the general consensus, that there's just not a lot of time, even if a 2017 budget passes immediately after the continuing resolution expires April 28th. Then we have 2018 to worry about, and that's really where some of these proposals that we've heard about for reshaping the government, reorganizing, cutting some agencies altogether, that's really where those proposals come in. So I think the guidelines, and they refer to them as workforce reshaping, are meant to give agencies some help who are possibly considering or undergoing some type of reshaping. Those are the words that they used in the memo, and I thought that was kind of interesting to say, if you're thinking about it or you're considering it, well, yes, agencies have to be thinking about it and have to be considering it because of the executive order that President Trump signed a couple weeks back.
I'm wondering if this is going to even happen in time for 2018, since that budget proposal is due out sometime around early May, but agencies have months yet, or a year really, for OPM to prepare the reorganization plan. So it could be something they're planning for 19 and 20 even at this point.
Potentially, but I wonder what the impact, I wonder if the impact of cuts that we're hearing about in 2017, which we'll get to, and 2018, if those are going to prompt agencies to have to start thinking about reshuffling and reorganizing sooner rather than later. And I think that's what we heard. You know, we spoke to Jeff Neal a little bit, who essentially said that agencies just don't have enough time, you know, even if they pass a budget on time, to really get this going. And so the hope is that they're going to work on this now. And they want them to develop and review and look at their mission requirements and start thinking about what they need and what they don't, to consider the timing and the scope of reorganization, which are all big question marks right now. And then also their ability to communicate these changes to their employees. And then also they're going to have to work those labor management relationships, work with the unions, obviously, on any furloughs, RIFs, et cetera, that might come up.
It sounds like they're not looking for just straight across the board cuts.
Right. That is something that they say specifically is there another option to across the board cuts? There's typically less disruption if you can reshape the organization rather than just closing offices or laying off different people. And they also offer a few different alternatives to RIFs, reductions in force. They suggest that agencies could consider detailing employees to other departments. I'm not entirely sure how that would work, because I think all agencies are going to have to go through this.
Well, especially on a reimbursable basis. I mean, that means you're asking that other agency for money.
Yeah, that was unclear to me. Using furloughs or reassigning employees in surplus functions, they called it, to other positions, cutting employee hours, asking employees to change to a lower grade on the GS. I don't think that's going to go over well.
I think people would rather be riffed.
Right. And then voluntary early retirement authorities, which honestly could be one of the better options considering the age of the federal workforce, how many people are eligible to retire. We especially know a lot are eligible this year.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. And what do we think OPM is trying to say in these memos exactly?
I think they're trying to say, you know, what we've spoken about, which is you really need to get ready now. There are so many question marks to all of these different, you know, possibilities that we've brought up. So even if we don't know the answers right now, you should have an answer ready for how you're going to respond. I mean, the president did sign that executive order asking agencies to start looking at their components, their offices, their programs, to prepare for a major reorganization. We know the White House is interested in that. And there's just not enough time for agencies to wait around for that full budget to get passed, because we're coming up on April 28th, the end of the continuing resolution. I mean, the healthcare decision, I think, also will kind of weigh into this, because we knew that the intention was to use the healthcare repeal and replace of Obamacare as the vehicle for budget reconciliation and resolution and all of that. So there are so many unknowns, and I think OPM's just asking agencies to start thinking about them.
Now, Congress is out of session in the 2 weeks leading up to that April 28th deadline for doing something about 2017.
Yes.
So we really have no idea what they're likely to do there.
Right. And if you look at the supplemental, the budget amendment that the White House put out the same day that they put out that budget blueprint for 2018, they asked for more defense and homeland security spending, and they asked for $18 billion in cuts to civilian agencies to offset those needs. Now, I spoke to a few budget experts, and they just say it's not going to happen in 2017 because of the timing issue. They say there's not enough votes in the Senate for that to happen. And then also, agencies are operating under continuing resolution right now, and it's really difficult for them to move from that environment under a CR to immediately probably implementing furloughs, laying people off, having to downsize so much so fast. And so their prediction is it's just not going to happen in 2017. I heard a lot of people say expect more continuing resolutions throughout 2017. So this year is unknown. 2018, I think, is what people are looking toward. And again, it's unclear whether or not those priorities are going to go forward in the appropriations process.
And you talked about the likelihood of furloughs or RIFs. What's your handicapping on that actually occurring?
I think if the cuts that are suggested for 2018 go through to, you know, the extent that we've seen, the proposals that are out there, the agencies are going to have to furlough and people and RIFs, we're going to see them. Again, whether or not that'll happen to the extent that the White House would like, completely different story given, you know, what we've seen so far from Congress, the appropriations process. One really interesting thing that I hadn't thought about was there aren't a whole lot of new political appointees in these agencies yet. And so a lot of people are acting on an acting basis. And so the people that would usually appear before Congress to present their budget to the appropriations committees are civil servants. So they're going to defend their current priorities right now. They might not, they don't have the political appointees in place yet to defend the White House's priorities, something that I hadn't thought about.
Yeah, so it's a strange phenomenon then, asking the people to do to themselves what they really expect to have happen from the political level, which is the only really way that can happen.
Right, right. And, you know, I think we've seen that the nomination and confirmation process has been, you know, slow as it always is, but maybe a little bit slower than in the past.
Federal News Radio's Nicole Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out all of her reporting on pay, benefits, RIFs, non-RIFs, whatever's going on with OPM. It's all at federalnewsradio.com.